So today at Riley Hospital for Children, we were able to have a multi-faceted Halloween party. So we had room-to-room visits with the patient unit from the Colts players. We had a reverse trick-or-treating where they gave treats to the kids instead of the kids going around for treats. Going outside for trick-or-treating in their neighborhood isn't a good option when our kiddos are recovering from a hospital stay. And so this is a great option for them. They've had the opportunity to select costumes all week long and just be a part of a Halloween hoopla here at the hospital.
That was an honor, just being in their presence. It's a blessing to be a blessing. You know, anytime I get to spend with the children, I'm always up for that. Sunny days always come after, you know, the sad days, the rainy days. So just to be strong, and you're never alone. You know, even though, you know, we're not in a hospital, but we still go through things that, you know, that we don't want to go through. So just to be strong.
When anyone from the community comes, it's such a special day, but to have our Colts team and players, the cheerleaders, Blue, the mascot, for all of them to join together and think of something outside of football and outside of just the small community that they have there on 56th Street and broadened to the whole city of Indianapolis is just so special. Our kids feel, they feel loved, they feel the love from the community, and one patient said today, this is the coolest Halloween I've ever had.
Colts Community Tuesdays are supported in part by CBS4.